The Committee on Appropriations will come to order. We do not have a quorum, so we are going to proceed as a subcommittee. And so I'm going to do all the announcements. Good morning. We welcome the public in person and also via teleconference service line. For individuals wishing to provide public comment through the teleconference line, the participant number is 877-226-8163. And the access code is 694-8930. Again, the phone number is 877-226-8163. And the access code number is 694-930. We're holding our committee hearing in the O Street building this morning. And I ask all members of the committee to come on down to 2200 so we can establish our quorum to begin our hearing. I believe there are several members coming in from the airport, so obviously we will proceed without them. We have 26 bills on the agenda, one of which is eligible for a due pass motion. The remaining items are suspense candidates. All authors have waived presentation other than the due pass. Before we begin, we're not going to establish a quorum because we don't have one right now. And so we're going to begin as a subcommittee, and we will take what. Oh, before we begin, let me remind all witnesses to keep your testimony confined to the fiscal aspects of the bill. We're not going to relitigate the policy because the policy committee did that. So please confine all of your testimony as best you can to the fiscal matters. Also, the Department of Finance has notified the committee that they do not have files on the bills before us today. So their representative will not be participating this morning, so I will not be able to ask the Department of Finance any trivia questions, which is a disappointment, but we will say hello to them anyway. So our first bill, we are going to go out of order. Mr. Min, I'm in a good mood, so we're going to take you out of order because you're here. We're going to hear testimony on SB 381. We will not be able to vote on this until we have a quorum. But this is SB 381 on electric bicycles. It is a due pass recommendation. So, Mr. Min, if you could tell us about SB 381 fiscal impact to the state of California.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate your good mood. I know you had a good first quarter of 2023. SB 381 would require the Mineta Transportation Institute of San Jose State University to conduct a study on electric bicycles, which obviously are being adopted en masse, and we believe needs a framework to try to think about first steps on regulation. Under SB 1, the CSU system already receives $2 million annually to conduct transportation-related research, training, and workforce development. This bill contemplates and requires that the Mineta Transportation Institute would lead this study. So should SB 381 be enacted, the e-bike research in the bill would be one of the projects supported by SB 1 funds that have already been allocated. So today with me, I have Andres Ramirez on behalf of the City of Laguna Beach and James Lombardo on behalf of the California Association of Bicycling Organizations to testify in support.
Awesome. If your witnesses could be 2 minutes each, that would be great.
Absolutely. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Andres Ramirez here on behalf of the City of Laguna Beach, sponsor of SB 381. A little bit of context. City of Laguna Beach, as many of you know, is a small coastal community in Southern California, 23,000 in population, but it does receive an influx of over 6 million visitors per year concentrated in a 9-square-mile community. Obviously, a very huge stress on the city's public infrastructure, including methods of active transportation. So like many other cities, Laguna Beach has seen a drastic increase in the number of e-mobility devices on its streets, particularly e-bikes including Class 1, Class 2, Class 3, and then e-bikes that are modified to exceed 28-mile-per-hour speed limit that is listed in statute. So the city supports the proper use of e-bikes. And again, one of the reasons why they are supportive of and a sponsor of this bill is because we feel that SB 381 will provide the legislature and other interested stakeholders and parties with the relevant information at an appropriate fiscal cost in order to make further decisions on how e-bikes should be utilized throughout the state of California. So with e-bikes having grown in popularity tremendously, we do feel there's been limited oversight as to how and where these vehicles are being used. But we do believe this bill, as simple as it is an important first step on the right direction. So we thank you for your consideration and urge your aye vote.
Thank you.
Chair and members, James Lombardo Jr. on behalf of the California Association of Bicycling Organizations. We thank the senator for putting forth this legislation. We align our comments with the city. And for us, our bicyclists are vehicles on the road, and this will further get safety onto our active transportation network. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? It's the time to come up. Nobody here. Any primary witnesses in opposition? Seeing none. Any witnesses in opposition at all? Seeing none, let's go to the teleconference line. Moderator, is there anyone on the phone line in support or opposition to SB 381?
If anyone is in support or opposition, please press 10 on your telephone keypad. And no lines, sir.
All right, no one on the conference line. Come back to my colleagues. As I said, the Department of Finance has no file on this. And so, colleagues, seeing no questions, obviously, Mr. Min, we cannot take a vote because we don't have a quorum. Is there anything you would like to close?
SB 381 would provide the legislature with the necessary data to enact safe, bike-friendly policies while also addressing some of the challenges that these pose. Thank you, and I respectfully ask for your vote.
All right. Now, since you're an erudite college professor, I'll give you the first trivia question of the day. Which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address?
Which ones didn't? But I think Theodore Roosevelt would be one.
Actually, George Washington.
Okay, now that was another guess, actually.
All right, thank you. I do trivia questions during our hearing. So.
I appreciate you.
Oh, wait, we do have a quorum, so we'll take a vote. So, Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, we'll establish a quorum and then take a vote.
Senator Portantino.
I'm here.
Portantino here. Senator Jones.
I'm here.
Jones here. Senator Ashby.
Here.
Ashby here. Senator Bradford. Senator Ciarto.
Here.
Ciarto here. Senator Wahab. Senator Weiner. We have four members
present. And we do need a motion on 381.
I'm happy to move it.
We have a motion to move it to the assembly floor. We will call the roll.
SB 381, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Senator Ashby?
Aye.
Ashby, aye. Senator Bradford? Senator Ciarto?
Aye.
Ciarto, aye. Senator Wahab? Senator Weiner?
We have four votes. We will place that on call. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Jones, for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right. Quick question. Which president organized the citizen concert band to play at political rallies for both parties? Do you know which president created that band?
Citizens concert band?
Yeah, to play at rallies.
That's got to be Thomas Jefferson.
It was Warren G. Harding.
Oh, wait.
I knew that was on the tip of your tongue, Warren G. Harding. All right, we're going to go right to our general order of business. Exactly. SB 3 by Senator Dodd is our first bill up today. The author has waived presentation. The bill is a suspense candidate. And so we will open up the public hearing on SB 3, which is decontinuation of residential water services. And if there's anyone in this room wishing to support SB 3 by Senator Dodd, now is your time to come forward. There is no rush to the microphone. Imagine that. Is there any opposition to SB 3? Seeing no rush to the microphone. Moderator, please open the public comment on SB 3. Senator Dodd.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have comment.
The moderator changed.
And we have no comment.
We have no comment. Coming back, we have been... Dr. Jones, we have no Department of Finance today, so we will come back to the committee. I see no hands go up, no comments, so without objection, SB 3 will be moved to the suspense file. Moving on to SB 353, also by Senator Dodd, on beverage containers and recycling. It's a suspense candidate. The author's waived presentation. We will open up the public hearing right here in this room, 2200, with nobody at the microphone in support. Is there anyone rushing to oppose? No. Moderator, please open the phone line for support or opposition to SB 353.
Very good. Again, ladies and gentlemen, press 10 to comment. And we have no one.
We have no comments in support or opposition, SB 53. I have no questions or comments from my colleagues. So without objection, SB 353 will be moved to the suspense file. Moving on to SB 361, also by Senator Dodd on water resource stream gauges. We'll open up the public comment here in room 2200, and there's nobody in support. Anybody in opposition to Bill 361? Seeing no opposition either. Moderator, please open the phone line for SB 361.
Thank you. If you wish to comment, press 1, then 0. And we have no comments.
We have no comments. We have no comments or questions from my colleagues. So without objection, SB 361 will go to suspense. Senator Ashby, do you know which president on election morning held up a front page newspaper article that said that his opponent had actually won the presidential election?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, but they do.
Is featured prominently on the television show Cheers.
Harry Truman.
Truman.
There you go. Harry Truman.
Now I remember.
There you go.
Was it Eisenhower?
It was Harry Truman.
Oh, Truman.
Harry
yeah.
Truman.
Yeah. It said Dewey. Yeah, Dewey yeah. won. So he had the yeah. newspaper printed that Dewey won, but Truman actually won. So
wow.
The papers were wrong. Imagine that. All right, moving on to SB 16, Senator Smallwood Cuevas on civil rights discrimination enforcement. The author is Wade presentation. There is, and it's a suspense candidate. We'll open up the public comment on SB 16. Anyone in support? There's no one here. Any opposition? There's no one here. Moderator, please open up the phone lines on SB 16, support or opposition.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment, please press 1, then 0. And we have no one.
We have no one, and we have no questions or comments from my colleagues. So without objection, SB 16 will go to suspense. SB 46 by General Roth on controlled substance treatments. It is a suspense candidate. The author's wave presentation. We will take public testimony now to see if there's anyone in support of SB 46. Seeing no one come to the microphone in support, we'll go to opposition. Do we have any opposition to SB 46? We have none. Moderator, we'll go to the phone line for support or opposition for SB 46.
We do have one. Just one moment, please. Oh, and they have removed themselves from the queue. You may Oh, one moment, please.
They're coming back.
They're coming back. One moment.
Maybe.
And we go to line 16. One moment here. And you may go ahead.
Good morning, Chair and members. I am Elaine Bissette calling on behalf of San Diego County District Attorney Summer Stefan. We are in support of SB 46.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have no one else. You may continue.
All right. We've taken support and opposition opportunities. I see no questions or comments from my colleagues. So without objection, SB 46 will go to suspense. SB 349, also by General Roth, on criminal procedure, competence to stand trial. It's a suspense candidate. The author's wave presentation. We will open up the public comment right here in room 2200 with nobody elbowing themselves to get to the microphone. We'll go to opposition, so there's no support. There's no opposition. Moderator, please open up the phone line for support or opposition, SB 349.
Sir, one moment, please. And we will go to line 14. You may go ahead.
Mr. Chair and Senators, this is Kobe Pizzotti from the California Association of Psychiatric Technicians in support of SB 349. Thank you.
Thank you, Kobe.
And we have no other questions or comments.
No other questions or comments on the phone line. No questions or comments from the dais. So without objection, SB 349 will go to suspense. Moving on to SB 50 by Senator Bradford, Vehicle Enforcement. It is a suspense candidate. The good senator has waived presentation. We'll open up the public comment in room 2200. There's nobody in support. Anybody in opposition of SB 50? Seeing no opposition. Moderator, please open up the phone line for support or opposition of SB 50.
Thank you. One moment. If you have a question or comment, please press 10. And we do have a couple of lines here. One moment, please. My apologies for the delay. First, we go to line 15. You may go ahead.
Mr. Chair, members, Randy Perry with Aaron Reed & Associates on behalf of PORAC and the California Association of Highway Patrolmen in opposition.
Next, we will go to line 17. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Lena Sabag with the Council on American Islamic Relations, California, calling in strong support of SB 50. Thank you.
And just one moment, we do have another line. And next we go to line number 9. You may go ahead. Oh, one moment, please. My apologies for the delay here. One moment, please. Next, we go to line 9. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Dennis Seaton, the Government Relations Director for the Sure State Council, and we're in strong support of the bill.
And we have no other lines for comment. You may continue.
All right. We've taken support and opposition testimony on SB 50. I see no questions or comments from my colleagues, so without objection, SB 50 will go to suspense. Moving on to SB 441 by Senator Bradford on criminal procedure discovery. It's a suspense candidate. The senator's waived presentation. We will open up the public testimony in support. We do have someone here. Come on up.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members. Ignacio Hernandez on behalf of the California Attorneys for Criminal Justice, Statewide Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. We are the sponsors of the bill. This will actually save money in the court process and eliminate a number of court hearings, as well as provide information early in the process as opposed to late in the process to help settle cases much earlier and identify innocent individuals. So we actually think there's a cost saving, and we don't think that there would be a local mandate, since this is information that already has to be provided in the same form. It just has to be provided a little bit earlier. So we hope that that is considered going forward. Be a lot of cost savings in helping individuals as well. So ask for support at the proper time.
Thank you. Anyone else in support? Seeing none. Any opposition to SB 441? Seeing none. Moderator, please open up the phone line for support or opposition of SB 441.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a comment, you may press 10. And we have no one in queue. You may go ahead.
All right. We'll take comments from the dais, and seeing none, without objection, SB 441 will go to suspense. Mr. Sayarto.
Yes, sir. Ulysses S. Grant. Oh.
That's actually close. Which president purchased the land, pretty much owned all of southern Arizona and southern New Mexico before those states became states?
Who? I don't know. Theodore?
Franklin Pierce.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't even know he was a president.
I would not brag on that if I were you. Anyway, that is our next trivia question. Moving on to Senator Skinner, SB 59. Menstrual Product Accessibility Act. It is a suspense candidate. The authors waive presentation. We will open up the public hearing on SB 59. We see no one at the microphone. In support, any opposition to SB 59? Seeing none here. Moderator, please open up the phone line on SB 59 for support or opposition.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 1-0 if you have comment. And we do have multiple lines. One moment, please.
Multiple lines. Look at that.
My apologies for the delay here.
No problem.
One moment, please. And we will go to line number 19. Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Angela Hagobian, and I am a member of UCLA's chapter of the University's Allies for Essential Medicine, and I strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
Next, we go to line 20. You may go ahead.
Hi, my name is Allison Lee, and I am a member of UCLA's chapter of University's Allied for Essential Medicine, and I'm in strong support of this bill.
Next, we go to line 21. You may go ahead.
Hello, my name is Daniel Yubi, and I am a member of UCLA's chapter of Universities Allies for Essential Medicines, and I strongly support this bill.
And we have no other lines for comment. You may continue.
That was it. All right. We've taken support and opposition. We've heard from the phone lines, and I see no hands from my colleagues go up. So without objection, SB 59... we'll go to the suspense file. Moving on to SB 254, Senator Skinner, Correctional Facilities Media Access. It's a suspense candidate. The author has waived presentation. We'll open up the public hearing, and there is no one in this room at the microphone wishing to support, and there's no one in this room wishing to oppose. So, moderator, please open up the phone line on SB 254.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, press 1-0 if you wish to comment. We have no comments. You may continue.
I see no comments from the podium, or should we, from the dais. So without objection, SB 254 will go to suspense. Moving on to SB 60 by Colonel Umberg, Social Media Platforms, Controlled Substance Order to Remove. It's a suspense candidate. The authors waive presentation, and we will open up the public hearing in room 2200 with nobody at the microphone supporting, anybody opposing, no one coming forward. Moderator, open up the phone line for SB 60.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 1-0 if you have comment. And there are no lines in queue. You may continue.
That's a good one. All right, we will take comments from the dais, and there is none. So without objection, SB 60 will go to suspense. We'll move on to SB 63 by Senator Ochoa Bogue on Homeless and Mental Health Court and Transitioning Home Grant Programs. It is a suspense candidate. The author's waive presentation. We'll open up the public comment in this room with nobody at the microphone for support. Any opposition? There's no opposition. Moderator will open up the phone line for SB 63.
For the phone lines, once again, press 1-0 if you have a comment. And we have no comment.
We have no comments from the dais either, no questions. So without objection, SB 63 will go to suspense. We have been given a trivia question from staff. And who was President Pierce's Secretary of War? Who was the Secretary of Defense at the time? Who was that? Anybody know?
Secretary of Defense for Pierce,
who went on to be the future president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, was the secretary before he was the president and the secretary. Thank you, Robert, for that suggestion. All right. SB 368 by Portantino, somebody I know fairly well. It is on firearm requirements for licensed dealers. It's a suspense candidate. I've waived presentation. We will open up the public comment. There's nobody here in support, and there's nobody here in opposition. We'll go to the phone lines for support or opposition to SB 368. Moderator.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have a comment. And no comments.
No comments from the dais as well. Without objection, SB 368 will go to suspense. We've already taken care of SB 381 by Mr. Min, so we'll move on to SB 434, also by Senator Min, on transit operators street harassment survey. It's a suspense candidate. The author's waive presentation. We'll open up public comment in this room, and we have a participant. Mr. McKaylee.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Chris McKaylee on behalf of the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Authority in support of the bill.
Thank you, sir. No others in support. Any opposition to SB 434? Seeing none, we will go to the phone line for support or opposition of SB 434.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have comment. And no one in queue, sir.
All right. Seeing no questions from the dais, without objection, SB 434 will go to suspense. SB 401 by Senator Limone on digital financial assistance transaction kiosks. It's a suspense candidate. The Senator's waive presentation. We'll open up the public hearing in room 2200. There's nobody in support. There's nobody in opposition. Moderator, please cue the phone line on SB 401.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 1 then 0 if you have comment. And we have no comments.
We have no comments on SB 401, and we have no questions or comments from the dais, so without objection, SB 401 will go to suspense. SB 416 by Senator Laird on state agencies, building and renovation projects, LEED certification. It's a suspense candidate. Senator Laird has waived presentation. We'll open up the public comment here in room 2200 with no supporters or opposers. Please come forward. No one has come forward. Moderator, open up the phone line for SB 416.
Thank you. Once again, if you have a comment, press 10. And no one in comments.
No one in comments. No questions or comments from the dais. So without objection, SB 416 will go to suspense. Who wants this one? Which president served two non-consecutive terms?
Which president served?
Served a term, then was out, and then served again. Non-consecutive terms.
Roosevelt.
Grover Cleveland. Roosevelt served them consecutive.
Right. Grover
Cleveland. All right.
Is there one more? I thought there were two that did that.
I thought there were two, too, but this has just Grover Cleveland. Moving on to Senator Becker, SB 474 on canteens. It's a suspense candidate. The author's waive presentation. We will open up the public comment in room 2200 with nobody to speak in favor. Anybody in opposed position? Nobody coming forward. Moderator, please open the phone line for SB 474.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have a comment. And no comments.
No comments on 474. No comments from the dais. So without objection, 474 by Senator Becker goes to suspense. SB 570 on prenatal screening programs, also by Senator Becker. It's a suspense candidate. The author's waive presentation. We'll open up the public comment right here in room 2200 with nobody coming to the microphone in support. Any opposition of SB 570? No opposition. Moderator, please open the phone line.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a comment, press 10. And we have no comments.
We have no comments on SB 570, and we have no questions or comments from the dais, so without objection, that will go to suspense. Believe it or not, there was one president who was born on July 4th. Do we know which president was born on July 4th?
I did know that at one point in my life, because that's familiar, but I don't remember who it was.
Yeah,
one died on July 4th, too.
One of the things I I made go out of my head so I could fit more stuff in.
Right. It was Calvin Coolidge, in case you all care.
Filing, cleaning.
All right. Let's open the roll while Mr. Bradford joined us on SB 381, Senator Min. You can call the absent member.
SB 381, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Chair and Vice Chair voting aye. Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye.
All right, and it's still on call, right? We still are missing one. Okay, so we got that's still on call. We'll move on to SB 484 by Senator Newman on escrow agents, customer contact centers. It's a suspense candidate. The authors waive presentation. And we will go to public comment here in room 2200 with nobody coming to the microphone in support. If we have any opposition, there's no opposition. Moderator, if you could open up the phone line of SB 484, that would be awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have a comment.
God bless you.
And no comments.
No comments from the public, no questions or comments from the dais. So without objection, SB 484 will go to suspense. So we actually had a president who once served as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court before coming president. Who was that? Anybody know? William Howard Taft was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court before president. All right, moving on to SB 539, Senator Stern, Sepulveda Basin Planning Process, Nature-Based Solutions. It's a suspense candidate. The authors waive presentation. We'll open up the public comment here in room 2200 with no support and no opposition. Moderator, open up the phone line for SB 539.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have comment. We do have a line, and it will be just one moment.
Did she say we had somebody?
My apologies for the delay. Yes, we do have one line. Right. One moment, please. No. And we go to line 11. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Mary Buxton for Climate Action California in support, and I love the trivia.
Awesome.
And no other comments. You may continue.
All right. We've heard from support and opposition. Obviously, again, to repeat for folks, the Department of Finance does not have a file for us today. So seeing no objections or questions, SB 539 will go to suspense. Moving on to SB 542 by Senator Dolley on personal income tax law, corporate tax law, wildfires, exclusions. It's an urgency bill. The authors waive presentation. We'll open up the public comment. There's no one here in support. Is there anyone in opposition? Seeing no opposition, moderator, please open up the phone line for SB 542.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have comment. And we have no comments.
We have no comments, and we have no questions from the dais. So without objection, SB 542 will go to suspense. Does anybody know which president won re-election with the largest margin of victory in the popular vote?
I know which one lost with the largest popular vote.
President won re-election with the widest popular vote margin was actually Lyndon Johnson. How about that? And do you know which president actually had the first rescue dog in the White House? First president to have a rescue dog was Joe Biden. All right, moving on to SB 665 by Senator Allen, Plastic Waste Single-Use Plastic Alternative Working Group. It is a suspense candidate. The authors waive presentation. We'll open up the public comment right here in room 2200 with no comments for or against. Nobody's testifying. Moderator, cue up. For SB 665.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have comment. We have no comments.
We have no comments from the dais either. Questions without objection. SB 665 will go to suspense. SB 777 by Senator Allen, Solid Waste, Reusable Grocery Bags, and Recycled Paper. It is a suspense candidate. The author's way presentation will open up the public comment with nobody here in 2200 on SB 777. In support, no one in opposition. Moderator, open up the phone line for support or opposition to 777.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have comment. And we have no one.
We have no public comments, and we have no dais comments or questions. Without objection, SB 777 will go to suspense. Which president began his second inaugural address with the words, "With malice towards none, with charity for all"? Anybody know? Abraham Lincoln. All right. Moving on. Did he say it under his breath? Say Arto gets an A for that. All right. SB 695 by Senator Gonzalez, Department of Transportation, State Highway System, Public Data Portal. It is a suspense candidate. And the author's way presentation will open up the public comment on 695. Seeing no one come to the microphone and support, any opposition for 695? There's no opposition. Moderator, open up the phone line for SB 695.
Ladies and gentlemen, press 10 if you have comment. And there are no lines. You may continue.
All right, no lines and no questions from the dais without objection. SB 695 will go to suspense. All right, here's an easy one. Who created Social Security?
Roosevelt.
Yes.
Senator Fortino, I have one for you.
Yes.
Who were the two presidents that died on the 4th of July?
Coolidge.
No, he was born on the 4th of July.
That'd be crazy.
It was, he died in Long Branch, New Jersey. No, it's Garfield. Wasn't Garfield?
Adams and Monroe.
Adams and Monroe.
You know, we have streets in Murrieta named Adams, Monroe, Jefferson, Washington.
There you go.
It's Obama. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Not yet.
We have a freeway in my district named after Obama. I made that sign. All right. We'll go on to our final question, SB 797 by Senator Padilla on lithium extraction tax. Citizens Oversight Committee, it's a suspense candidate, the author's way presentation. We will open up public comment in room 2200 with nobody here to enlighten us. We'll go to, for or against, we'll go to the phone line. Moderator, tell us if there's anyone with a pressing comment on SB 797.
If you have a comment, press 10. And no lines on this one.
No lines on this one, no questions or comments from the dais, so without objection, SB 797 will go to suspense. That is our final bill on the file. We have one bill open. We'll give some time. I think we have one member still in Trent, two.
Hobb and Wiener.
We'll open, we'll keep the, we'll stay here till 11 o'clock. And the rest of you, thank you for your service today and your... indulging me with the trivia. I'm going to thank everybody for participating, and we will come back and we will sit here and we will wait.
Take a short recess?
We'll take a short recess.
So am I up on everything?
Yes. Senate Appropriations Committee, so we will go back into session. Do you have us? Are we up? We are up, and we will lift the call on our only bill on call, which is Senate Bill 381.
SB 381, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Chair and Vice Chair voting aye. Senator Wahab?
Aye.
Wahab, aye. Senator Wiener?
We've got that. I will wait another 5 minutes. We will recess for 5 minutes. There we go. We have concluded our business of the day.
We have to announce the
vote. We're going to close the roll on SB 381, was it?
Yes.
SB 381.
What do I do?
Just announce it.
You can just open it up and...
All right, so we'll open the roll on SB 381 one last time.
Okay, just call the absent members. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. SB 381, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Chair, Vice Chair voting aye. Senator Wiener? 6-0.
That bill passes to the Senate floor, 6-0. We'll close the roll. This concludes our business of the day, the meeting. If you have any questions, you can still send your public comments through the portal or through the committee. And I want to thank everybody for participating. And we've concluded our agenda, and we are adjourned.